I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking. Yeah, we're drinking on the Susie Drink of the Week. I love Scotch. Also being broadcast Scotch live on Scotch. Facebook. Facebook Live on Houston's Eagle Facebook page.
Yeah, the Eagle Facebook page. Let's bring in the cart. Let's get it going.
What do we got, Susie?
Okay, this is called a red zone. Oh, Dean, look at this microphone. Look, when I it keeps going like that, I can't talk
tighten
into
the
it.
The screw at the top.
I tried.
You know how to work that?
It doesn't.
No, it's the screw on the bottom that I switched. That's the one I had, so I switched it over there.
Oh, great, thanks. Okay, anyway, we're doing the red zone. All right, first of all, you get yourself 4 rocks glasses or double old-fashioned glasses, basically. And you're going to get yourself some grenadine, and you're going to put it into the glass before you put any ice or anything, okay?
All right. You're going to get the red on the bottom.
Yeah.
For the red zone.
You've claimed this drink will end up with different layers of colors.
Well,
if it works.
Yeah, one red layer and then the rest will be.
This is similar to the theory of the tequila sunrise, is it not?
Yeah.
Where the grenadine rises up and creates this.
Look at her so carefully measure that out. Now there is a level of red in the bottom of each of these 4 glasses.
Yeah, right. Then you get some good ice, good crushed ice, and you
is
fill up
the glasses.
Is this
the Sonic ice?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta have that. Where do you get this ice?
Where did you get it, Haas?
Downstairs in like the common area.
They have nice ice. Ours is tainted.
Whoops.
That level of red is about how much it came out of my thumb the other day when I cut it, cutting celery.
Owie. Okay, then you get your shaker, and you have some ice in there. And I'm using Yellow Rose Whiskey, which is from the Yellow Rose Distillery here in Houston, because it's a red zone, it's about the Texans, it's about the football game, and so I'm using Houston whiskey.
Which is where we did our show live from, their distillery.
Yeah, yes. I have no memory of that, but...
Because it was a good show.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to use... 2 shots of that.
What? I've lost count.
Well, that was... Why? Well, I thought that was 8, and there's only... Oh, there is 4 of us. Okay.
Stick with me, Raj. Okay.
I'm trying to math in this.
Then you're going to get some extra dry vermouth.
Ooh, easy on the vermouth.
Okay, listen to me.
Easy.
This is my drink. Hush.
How much goes in?
Okay, I'm going to put in a little jigger of it for 4 drinks. So you would put a splash, right?
All right, I can live with that, hopefully.
We're just getting a little bit of it. Yeah. And then you do the same thing with sweet vermouth.
Which will introduce some sweetness.
Right. Now, this could be like a Manhattan right now at this point, but we're going to kick it up a notch. Let me put a little more sweet. Okay.
Sloshed it in there.
Then you get your Grand Marnier.
Wow.
And I'm going to put in like a 1/4 ounce of it. So 1 shot versus the 8. Just so you get a hint of it, okay?
Yeah.
Just a hint.
Lots of hints.
There should be some subtle flavors in this.
Will they all meld together, Dean?
That's the question. And will this color, the color levels come out right? I really want to see if that works. Because if it doesn't, it will ruin the whole drink.
Well, and as she's tying this all on the Texans, and I don't want to put too much pressure on, but if this is a failure, it will reflect on the Texans tomorrow night. So no pressure.
All right. So you stir it up. And this is the color kind of Tom Brady's luxurious golden hair. Golden brown hair. No.
He doesn't have gold hair.
Golden brown. Okay, and
I
then
think
you
he wears a wig now.
I think you're talking about our president.
Okay. with the Grand Marnier. So, you're going to strain this onto the ice, but the grenadine is still in the bottom.
We'll see. There goes the gold. Look at that. It worked.
Yeah.
There's a definite separation, red on the bottom, gold. Now the rest of the way. This is like Mr. Wizard stuff here.
Science!
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yo, Mr. White!
Science. Some people don't believe in it.
Bill Nye the Science Guy would get a kick out of this.
All right. There you go. That's it. You drink, spread
Look
it around.
Look at this.
So now do we stir it or drink it as it is?
Well, you should stir it. I don't have a little stir stick. Use your finger.
What?
Use your scissors. Use a pen. Use the thing of your sunglasses.
Oh, I have a spoon. Okay.
Oh. Oh, I have a spoon.
Lucky you.
Here, I'll give you my spoon.
I got it. I got it with a dirty pen.
Yeah.
You get kind of orange when you stir the red and gold together.
It's now, yeah, come to kind of like the color, literally, of the president's hair.
So the Texans got to do it in the red zone.
All right, let's try it.
And here we go.
Ooh, that's strong.
It's a whiskey drink.
That's delicious.
Ooh, very potent.
Oh my gosh, that is fabulous. That is so good. You know how I love Manhattans. It's my favorite. So this is like a Manhattan, but really good.
Well, here's my beef with it.
As always.
Oh. So you had this elaborate deal where I'm going to have two levels of color, and then you hand it to me, and I immediately mix it up. So what's the point of even having
presentation? Do you ever see what your salad looked like once you start digging in it?
That's right. Thank you very much.
May I vote now?
Yes.
I'm going to swallow.
Thank you.
Swallow.
Yeah, it tastes good. I'll swallow it.
Whiny baby.
It's a winner. This is a unanimous vote.
Let's hope the Texans are too.
I think a good omen as we head into this game.
You didn't jinx the team. Congrats.
Thank you.